Welcome to the Heartbeat of God with Stacy Lunsford, the pastor of poetry. Today's message is entitled, Eloquently Speaking, about Jezebel's bad advice to her husband, as it is recorded in 1 Kings, the 21st chapter, verse 5, 6, and 7. But Jezebel, his wife, came to him and said unto him, Why is thy spirit so sad that thou eatest no bread? And he said unto her, Because I spake unto Naboth the Jezreelite, and said unto him, Give me thy vineyard for money, or else, if it please thee, I will give thee another vineyard for it. And he answered, I will not give thee my vineyard. And Jezebel his wife said unto him, Dost thou now govern the kingdom of Israel? Arise, and eat bread, and let thy heart be merry. I will give thee the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite. So I want to start this series off with, what do you do when your husband has a bad day, or he is frustrated about something that he really wants, but realizes that he can't have it, and he begins to sulk like a little child? How do you respond to him? What do you do when your husband longs for the property of another person? How do you respond to him? Do you speak truth in love? Remember, for this month, we're dealing with love challenges. And the theme for 2018 is more love in 2018. So again, my question is, do you speak the truth in love to your husband? Do you take matters into your own hands and set things in motion to get the very thing that your husband longs for but can't have, because it belongs to someone else? You see, that's exactly what Jezebel did. Do you devise a wicked plan to falsely accuse a man, which in this case is Naboth, the owner of the vineyard? Do you conspire with a mercenary to have the man murdered so that you can take his property? Pause and think about that. What kind of wife are you to your husband? And what kind of advice are you giving him? Let's go to the Word of God. Psalms 1, verses 1 and 2. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night. Unfortunately, King Ahab didn't take heed to Psalms 1, and he came in agreement with his wife Jezebel's instructions to take another man's property from him, to falsely accuse and murder, just so that she could pacify her whining husband. My, what kind of husband do you have? King Ahab was a very weak man, and he was captivated by Jezebel's beauty and her leadership skills. You see, although she had bad character flaws, it didn't change the fact that she was a princess that was skilled with running a kingdom. As she was properly trained, as all princesses are, to one day be a queen. Because Jezebel's father was a king. Let's look at the type of leader that Jezebel was. Jezebel was a tyrannical leader. That means that she was a dominant, cruel, and oppressive leader. Now, King Ahab was a passive leader. That means that he was a pushover, and he let people do what they wanted to do. And in the context of this text, and his entire marriage to Queen Jezebel, he submitted to her authority. And Jezebel ran the home, and Jezebel ran the kingdom. And King Ahab both accepted and allowed her to do as she pleased, even at the cost of hurting and even killing innocent people and taking what didn't belong to her or Ahab. What kind of leader are you today? Are you a tyrannical leader like Jezebel, or are you a passive leader like King Ahab? What kind of leader are you in your home? What kind of husband are you? What kind of wife are you? Let's go to Ephesians 5, verse 21, 22, 23, and 24. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husband as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. And he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. So right here, any way you look at Ahab and Jezebel's story, they were both out of order. And if you are the husband and your wife are running things, listen, you are out of order too. And if you are not careful, the same thing can happen to you. That depends on what kind of wife you have. You see, not all wives are tyrannical, wicked, and desire to hurt and kill people. Truth of the matter is, some wives have to leave the home because some of their husbands are not doing what God required of them. And guess what? These wives want their husbands to get in position. They want their husbands to be the leader of the home. They want their husbands to take their rightful place in the body of Christ because they are tired of carrying their husband's weight. They are tired of being the breadwinner. They are tired of being the priest of the home, and they are tired of being the disciplinarian for the children. They are tired of teaching, praying, and standing in the gap alone. It wasn't supposed to be that way. These wives, where their husbands are operating in the spirit of Ahab and have relinquished everything to her, I'm talking about the ones that have given up their power. I'm talking about the ones that has given up their authority and said, I'm good right where I'm at. Let her handle it all. You see, these wives, they are tired of going to work every day, coming home, cooking, cleaning, doing homework, running her business to help generate a second income, because you are all really struggling, and every payday you go hang out with your boys. But every payday she is at the bank paying the bills, paying her tithes, and purchasing school supplies, clothes, and sneakers for your children. Pause and think about that for a moment. Husbands, are you loving your wives as you love yourselves? Think about that. Are you sanctifying and washing her with the word of God? Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. Ephesians 5, verse 33. So let me make it perfectly clear right here. Husbands, if you are listening to this message, you are obligated to love your wife as you love yourself. It did not say, wives, love your husbands as you love yourselves. God instructed the woman, the wife, to reverence her husband. And that means to honor you, to respect you. How are you loving yourself today? How are you loving your wife today? Do you love yourself more than you love your wife? What are your love stealers? Who or what is stealing your love? What is preventing you from showing your love to your wife? What is preventing you from showing your love to God? You see, if you was in divine alignment with God and you was receiving God's love vertically, then you could extend love horizontally to your wife and to others. So I want to read Ephesians 5:33 again. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself. And the wife see that she reverence her husband. So wives, I want to ask you a question. Are you reverencing your husband? Are you honor and respecting your husband? If not, why? Ephesians 5:25-26. Husbands, love your wives even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. Husbands, are you bitter towards your wives? Do your children obey you? Let's take a look at Colossians, the third chapter, the 19th and the 18th verses. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as it is fit in the Lord. Husband, love your wives and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well pleasing unto the Lord. So we see in this verse that the family has responsibilities. The family has obligations. And the purpose of this teach today is to promote healing, to encourage more love in the home, to allow the husband, the father, the man, to see where he's at, to allow the woman, the wife, the mother, to see where she is at. Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. So husbands, do you love your wives? Husbands, are you being bitter against your wives? Are you being bitter towards your wives? Are you being bitter towards your children? Are you being bitter towards yourself? Excuse me. Wives, are you submitting yourselves unto your own husbands? Why did God put that word, your own husbands? Is it possible that sometimes wives can submit to somebody else's husband? Well, that's going to be a message for another day, but I just wanted to highlight that. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as it is fit in the Lord. What does it mean to submit yourselves unto your own husbands? Wives, I want to share a word of advice? If you are not submitting to the biblical authority of God, if you are not submitting to the biblical authority of God's word, it's going to be very hard for you to submit yourselves unto your own husbands. When we submit to our husbands, it does not mean that we become his floor mat. It doesn't mean that he has power and authority to walk all over us and to talk to us any old kind of way. Colossians 3:19 says, "Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them." So when you submit to your husband as unto the Lord, let me tell you something. All the things that your husband is not doing, God sees, and God is going to fix that. But I encourage you to do what God is instructing you to do. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as it is fit in the Lord. And husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. God sees. This is an opportunity to make a U-turn. This is another day, a blank canvas to write, to paint another picture, to correct some things that may have been done wrong, that may be wrong right now. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. So, if we're not fulfilling verse 18 or verse 19, how are the children going to obey their parents in all things? How will it be pleasing unto the Lord? We have to raise the standard of accountability and responsibility in the home and in the marriage relationship. This is Stacy Lunsford, the pastor of poetry, and this message is entitled Eloquently Speaking About Jezebel's Bad Advice to Her Husband. And I encourage you to read the entire chapter of 1 Kings, the 21st chapter, the 5th and the 7th verses. So as we continue with this message, let's go to Proverbs, the 15th chapter in the first verse. A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. What kind of wife are you? Do you give good counsel to your husband? Do you give evil counsel to your husband? Let's go back to the story and learn about Jezebel's advice from a biblical perspective. And don't worry, I am going to break down the duties of a wife as well. So stay with me, and thanks for your patience. I pray that something being said today is blessing you. And again, I ask, what kind of wife are you? Pause and think about that. Because you are your husband's helpmate. And it is your duty and responsibility to help him. It is your responsibility to hold him accountable to do the right thing. It is your reasonable service to comfort your husband, to support your husband, to be there for your husband. Even when he makes a bad decision, even when he makes a mistake. I know. This is tough. It's tight, but it's right. I understand, and I'm asking you to stick with me because I'm going somewhere with this message. You see, in this text, King Ahab wanted Naboth's vineyard. And when he asked him for it, Naboth told him no, that he didn't want to sell it. 1 Kings 21, verse 5. Let's take a look at that again. But Jezebel, his wife, came to him and said unto him, why is thy spirit so sad that thou eatest no bread? So, what if your husband was covered in what belonged to someone else? How would you advise him? Because the Bible says in Exodus, the 20th chapter in the 17th verse, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. So what if your husband had more than enough and didn't really need what he longed for? Because the Bible says in Proverbs, the first chapter, the 10th and 19th verses, my son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood. Let us lurk privily for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave and whole as those that go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path. For their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, and they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privily for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. Pause and think about that. What would you do? Would you do and say the right thing? Because life and death is in the power of the tongue. Let's take a look at Proverbs 12, 3 and 5. A man shall not be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous shall not be moved. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh ashamed is as rottenness in his bones. The thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsels of the wicked are deceit. So I leave you with a final question today. How are you going to counsel and support your husband today after hearing this message? Pause and think about that, because your answer just might save your marriage and your life. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for this series on eloquently speaking about Jezebel's bad advice to her husband. I pray, Father God, that you would remove scales from blinded eyes and that you would release the spiritual illumination of your word. Father, I call forth a spirit of repentance. I call forth a spirit of conviction. I pray that you will prick the hearts of your people. I pray that you will convict the hearts and minds of married couples. Father, I thank you for releasing the spiritual illumination of your word. I thank you for exposing the spirit of Ahab this morning. I thank you for exposing the spirit of Jezebel this morning. Father, many people are fooled by the spirit of Jezebel, and they tend to think that the spirit of Jezebel is just this whorish woman that walks around in a red dress seducing men. And that's why many people get attacked by this spirit. That's why many businesses, that's why many marriages, that's why many churches are overtaken by this spirit, because they don't realize that this spirit operates in great power and authority. And this spirit of Jezebel is controlling, is manipulative, is an intimidator, is a murderer. and so many other things that we will be discussing in this series. And Father, the spirit of Jezebel also operates in the spirit of assassination. And I pray that every Naboth that owns a vineyard, that the spirit of Ahab has approached them or is in the posture of watching, waiting for the right moment to approach them to ask for their vineyard. I thank you for empowering them to tell Ahab no. Father, I thank you for empowering them to stand firm on your words that says, no weapons formed against me shall prosper. I'm not giving up my vineyard. I'm not giving up my inheritance blessing. You can't have what God has given to me. So right here, Father, I acknowledge the spirit of robbery. And I bind the spirit of robbery and I render it powerless. And I bind the spirit of fear and I render it powerless. And I loose the spirit of love, God, your love, your perfect love that casts out all fear. And I cover every Naboth today, oh God, with the precious blood of your son, Jesus Christ. And I decree and declare in Jesus' name that the spirit of robbery will not steal their vineyard today. The spirit of assassination will not locate them today. They will not die, but they shall live. And I send the spirit of assassination back to the sender 100-fold return in the name of Jesus. And I loose resurrection power. And I loose resurrection life. And it is not by might nor by power, but it is by your spirit, O God. Father, I bind the spirit of intimidation. I bind the spirit of manipulation. Every wife that is intimidating and manipulating her husband, every wife that is operating in the spirit of Jezebel, every husband that is weak, that operates in the spirit of Ahab, every husband that is henpecked, controlled and dominated by their wife that is operating in the spirit of Jezebel, break by the blood and fire of God. Break in the name of Jesus. My shanda rabashiri kanda rabashata, arise and be the man of God that God has ordained you to be in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus for exposing the characteristics of Jezebel. I thank you for exposing the characteristics of Ahab, O God. And I thank you for allowing husbands, mighty men of valor, to humble themselves before you today and acknowledge, God, I gave up my power. I gave up my authority. It doesn't matter what was done. It doesn't matter what was said. It doesn't matter how you got there. But today, return unto the Lord. Father, let your men return unto the Lord. Let your husbands return unto you today. Oh God, I pray in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that your mighty men of valor are rising up today. Oh God, I thank you for taking their feet out of the miry clay. Oh God, I thank you for fortifying them today, God. I thank you for making them a defense city today, oh God. I thank you that husbands are lifting their eyes unto the hills from which cometh their help, because all of their help comes from you, oh God. I thank you that where they have been looking to their wives for advice today, oh God, that they will first look to you. I decree and I release Matthew 6:33, God. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, so that all these things can be added unto you. Father, I release your word this morning, and I thank you that husbands are returning to you with their whole hearts, and they're going to diligently seek your face, oh God. For you said that I can decree a thing and it shall be established. Father, I'm praying for restoration of marriages today, oh God. Father, I am thanking you in advance for breaking up the fallow ground, God. For taking back territory that the spirit of Jezebel has stolen in marriages, oh God. I am thanking you for divine reversals, oh God. Let every woman, oh God, that has been operating as the priest in the home, oh God, let her relinquish her power and authority, and let her husband rise up in the spirit. Let her husband awake, awake, and put on strength this morning. Put on the word of God this morning. Wake up and put on your pants this morning and be the man of God that God has called you to be. I bind the spirit of insubordination. I bind the spirit of rebellion. I bind the spirit of witchcraft. I bind the spirit of divination in the name of Jesus. Father, your word says in 1 Samuel 15:23 that obedience is better than sacrifice. Father, I loose your word this morning, and I call forth a spirit of obedience. And I bind and I render the spirit of disobedience powerless. And I decree, oh God, that it's not by might nor by power, but it is by your spirit that divine reversals are taking place now. God, I loose every marriage, every God-ordained marriage, I loose their power angels right now. Go forth and hearken unto the word of God. My shanda rabashiri kanda rabashata. Father, I thank you for your grace this morning. And I thank you for your mercy this morning. Father, I thank you for loosing a spirit of forgiveness this morning, oh God. Father, I thank you for loosing your love, your power, and a sound mind. Father, I loose your love, I loose your love, and I loose your love. And I thank you for teaching husbands how to first love you so that they will be able to love their wives. And Father, I pray for the wives that had no choice but to step into a role that they should have never been in because their husbands did not do what they were supposed to do. And as you restore these wives, as you restore these women, as you restore these mothers today, I pray their strength in the Lord. Father, I thank you that as they submit to the biblical authority of your word, I thank you that you will go before them and that you will make the crooked places straight. And I decree it to be so, God. I thank you for your word in Isaiah 45th chapter. My God, I thank you for going before your daughters, your women, your wives, and your mothers. Father, they belong to you. And you know that women are birthers in the spirit. So, Father, I water the seeds this morning of every wife that has been crying out to you, God, touch my husband. Heal my husband. Deliver my husband. Help my husband to rise up and be the man of God that you have called him to be. Help my husband to rise up and be the husband that you have ordained him to be. Help my husband to rise up and be the father that you ordained him to be, God. Remove the scales from my husband's eyes this morning, Father, and allow him to see. Give him spiritual insight today, oh God. Release the spiritual illumination of your word upon my husband today, Father. I ask in Jesus' name that you would release spiritual wisdom, wisdom and knowledge and understanding in the name of Jesus. Father, I cover marriages this morning. I cover families this morning. And I cover children this morning. And I thank you for the children that are being affected by the things that their parents do and say. And where some of the children may be operating in the spirit of disobedience, God, because your word says, children, obey your parents. Father, you see why they don't obey the way they should. See, we see on top of the surface, but God, you see underneath the surface. And that's not just for the children, but it's for the mother, for the wife, for the husband, for that man, for the child. So as I close this prayer, I thank you for restoring the family. I thank you for blessing this message. Excuse me. And I thank you for blessing everyone that listens to this message today, God. And I give you the honor and the glory. And thank you for restoration. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, God bless you. This is Eloquently Speaking, Stacy Lunsford, the pastor of poetry. And this is the heartbeat of God. God bless you and have a wonderful day.